From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says he expects new government numbers to show that the U.S. economy continued to shrink in the second quarter, though not as sharply as it did earlier in the year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says the consensus of experts is that the sharp contraction of the economy has eased somewhat over the last few months. Financial markets have settled down, and there are signs of stabilization in the housing market. The president says the U.S. is no longer at the edge of an economic cliff, but he warns job losses are still a huge problem.
We're not going to rest until we have seen not just a technical improvement in GDP, but until the American people's job prospects, their incomes have rebounded. And that's going to take some time.
A new NPR poll shows voters are more concerned about the economy than any other issue. Aides say the president will hold a series of events next month to highlight his economic efforts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
President Obama has thanked Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates and Police Sergeant James Crowley for joining him at the White House today. Mr. Obama called their conversation friendly and thoughtful. A dispute involving the two guests touched off a week of highly publicized debate over race relations. At a news conference later, Sergeant Crowley said before having a beer with the president, he and Professor Gates had already talked.
The professor and I encountered each other while we were both in individual tours of the White House, and the professor approached me and introduced his family. I introduced my family, and then we continued on with the tour, but as a group, two families moving together, and that was the start.
Crowley says he and Gates plan to meet again. The U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan says that sanctions are hurting his efforts to get development aid to the south of the country and to Darfur. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
At a Senate hearing, Special Envoy Scott Gratian said he'd like to see some of the sanctions eased, including sanctions that come along with the fact that Sudan remains on a U.S. terrorism blacklist.
There's no evidence in our intelligence community that supports being on the state sponsor of terrorism. It's a political decision. What we have found, though, is the consequences of the sanctions that have resulted from that and other sanctions are preventing us from doing the development that we absolutely need to do.
He said Sudan has been cooperating in counterterrorism efforts, but Senator Russ Feingold, the Democrat from Wisconsin, said that cooperation is overstated. He urged the envoy on Sudan to keep up the pressure on Khartoum to end the conflict in Darfur and keep a peace with the South. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 83 points to close at 9,154. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 16 points to close at 1984. This is NPR News. A public mourning turned violent in Iran's capital, Tehran, Thursday. Police fired tear gas into a crowd gathered at a memorial for victims of post-election violence. Opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi was kept from the graveside of a protester whose shooting death in June was videotaped and seen around the world. His supporters insist Mousavi won the recent presidential election. They also allege that jailed protesters have been tortured and even killed. A lawsuit against celebrity photographer Annie Leibovitz has been filed in New York State Supreme Court. A company that loaned the photographer millions of dollars is charging her with breach of contract. NPR's Netta Ulaby has the story.
Leibovitz borrowed the money last year because of her, quote, dire financial condition. She cited unpaid bills, tax liens, and mortgage obligations. There's been some speculation that Leibovitz was stuck with properties and debts after the death of her former partner, Susan Sontag. But Sontag left her estate almost entirely to her adult son. Leibovitz borrowed $24 million from a finance company called the Art Capital Group. As collateral, she used her real estate and the rights to every single photograph she's ever taken. The group alleges Leibovitz agreed to the sale of her art and property, but it's suing her for breach of contract because it says she's since refused to meet with potential art buyers or allow access to her properties so they can be assessed. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
An evacuation order has been lifted for thousands of residents in the central Texas town of Bryan, where a chemical fire broke out at a plant there. The plant processed explosive ammonium nitrate. This is NPR News.